morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. You're going to want to keep your umbrella handy for the next several days. If you're looking for a great bargain, the city of Robinson may have what you need. If you have fully recovered from COVID-19, the Red Cross wants to hear from you. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. You're going to want to keep your umbrella handy for the next several days. According to the latest forecast from the National Weather Service, showers and thunderstorms are going to continue to be a part of our weather forecast. As a cold front drops into the Midwest, additional chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue through the weekend and next week as an unsettled weather pattern persists. Here at the Classic Hits WTYE studio, we recorded 2 inches of rain from yesterday's storms, bringing our total for July to 10 inches. That makes it the wettest month of 2020 and by far the wettest July in recent years. WTYE continues to be the official weather recording and reporting station in Robinson for the National Weather Service. If you're looking for a great bargain, the city of Robinson may have what you're looking for. The Robinson Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring citywide garage sales this weekend. Robinson Chamber Executive Director Lisa Schaefer reminds you to stop by the Chamber office between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. today to pick up a sale map. Also, look for full details on the Chamber Facebook page under the Events tab. If you fully recovered from COVID-19, the Red Cross wants to hear from you. The American Red Cross has an emergency shortage of convalescent plasma, a type of blood donation collected from individuals who've recovered from COVID-19 containing antibodies. Individuals who fully recovered and received a verified COVID-19 diagnosis are urged to sign up to give convalescent plasma. Follow the link with this story at WTYEFM.com for the donor eligibility form and more information. The Red Cross will be set up today at the Palestine Grade School from 12:30 to 5:30. If you miss today's drive, you'll have 5 chances to donate in August. Visit redcrossblood.org to find the drive nearest you. Some parts of Illinois may be taking a step back when it comes to the coronavirus. Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday said the coronavirus is spiking in parts of the state. That, the governor says, would trigger his reopening plan that requires more restrictions if the virus hits certain benchmarks. The governor says some parts of the state are reaching a warning level. The most powerful man at the Illinois Capitol says he's not going anywhere. House Speaker Mike Madigan yesterday said he has no plans of resigning after ComEd admitted to trying to influence him. Madigan has not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing and yesterday said he has not done anything wrong. That's been a look at the news. Time now for sports from the Bodybuilders Collision & Glass Sports Desk. Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. The Cardinals open a 3-game set in Milwaukee today. Jack Flaherty gets the start against the Brewers' Brett Anderson. St. Louis has lost 3 straight coming into today's contest. The Cubs and Reds series finale yesterday in Cincinnati was postponed due to rain. Chicago is back home for the start of a 5-game homestand, beginning with tonight's opener against the Pirates. Yo Darvish will take the hill against Pittsburgh's Trevor Williams. The White Sox visit the Royals tonight for the start of a 3-game set. Dallas Keuchel gets the nod against Casey's Chris Bubik. Keuchel's Chicago debut was strong as he allowed 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings in beating the Twins last Saturday. It appears makeup doubleheaders in the majors this season will feature shorter games. ESPN reports MLB and the Players Association plan to go ahead with 7-inning doubleheaders to save time. The league has already seen numerous postponements due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Bears are gearing up for training camp practice next month. Players reported to camp this week. Teams will begin camp with an acclimation period from August 3rd through the 11th, during which on-field activities will be limited to strength and conditioning work and walkthrough sessions. A ramp-up period will follow August 12th through the 16th, with teams allowed to conduct non-contact practices. Teams can hold their first padded practice August 17th. Colts quarterback Philip Rivers is getting comfortable in his new surroundings. He was on the practice field yesterday and threw passes to receivers. Rivers enters his first season with Indianapolis after 16 seasons with the Chargers. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. WTYE is your daily source for the latest in local news, sports, and weather. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.